Potholes are inevitable as roads receive wear and tear, from vehicles, from weather and from degradation. North Simcoe is no exception, and Midland Today asked the municipalities of Midland, Penetanguishene, Tay Township and Tiny Township where their problematic areas were along with what was being done to address those issues for the safety of resident taxpayers. Midland. Most potholes reported and fixed in town were concentrated west of King Street so far this year, according to operations manager Josh Fuller. Significant problem areas such as the Young Street and William Street intersection are signed with traffic cones placed to alert motorists, said Fuller. The town website hosts a web page for information on potholes at here along with contact information for reporting. Penetanguishene. Areas impacted by potholes in Penetanguishene are spread across the road network, said Public Works Director Brian Murray, as the town is actively assessing the impact of winter weather on the roads. Murray noted that regular pothole repairs are completed during the spring thaw period, as maintenance standard obligations are met as part of the Roads Division standard operating procedures. Penetanguishene residents are encouraged to contact the Public Works Department at 705-549-7992 with specific details about pothole locations to alert the town to issues. Tay Township. Pothole crews are out checking Tay Township roads and filling in trouble spots on a daily basis, according to General Manager of Operational Services and Engineering Manager Sean Berrio. The worst potholes within the township are located along Talbot Street, Pine Street, Barnes Avenue, and some of our gravel roads and low-volume side streets, said Berrio. If an area can't be filled, we add cones, etc., until a larger repair can be completed. Road conditions and ongoing repair efforts can be accessed through the township social media accounts, and on the website where a report a problem form can also be completed. If an area of concern is located, residents can call 705-534-7248, ext. 230, to reach the Operational Services Department during regular business hours, Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., or for after-hour emergencies can call 705-526-5762. Tiny Township. Low-lying areas are where road crews have been finding a number of potholes across the township, according to engineering manager Jean-Francois Robitaille. Roads crews have been actively completing pothole repairs, both proactively and those that are reported to the township, said Robitaille. While crews are working on pothole repairs, residents may see pylons or signage as a temporary warning until crews are able to make the repair. Potholes can be reported to the township by calling the Township Public Works Department at 705-526-4204. When asked about the ways potholes are repaired, department heads across North Simcoe provided ample information. Potholes are formed during the freeze-thaw cycle, explained Fuller. Water seeps into cracks in the pavement, saturating the base underneath. Temperatures drop, and the water in the soil freezes and expands, pushing the asphalt up. The constant traffic loads break the asphalt, causing surface holes. Further traffic load and weather conditions continue to cause the granular base to erode, leaving potholes. The spring thaw cycle sees road repair crews racing against the weather to complete repairs. According to Berrio, warmer days cause repair challenges when nights continue to freeze, and rain hinders matters further. Surrounding air should be at least 10 degrees Celsius if not more for effective asphalt application, said Fuller. Temporary patching occurs year-round with cold mix asphalt, noted Robitaille. A more durable and cost-effective method in warmer months is spray patching. Sawcut patches also provide permanent and semi-permanent fixes to pothole repairs, by cutting out a section of road and filling it with new hot mix asphalt. However, asphalt isn't always available in winter, which results in prioritizing late spring or early summer for road repairs. Half-load restrictions for vehicles are also imposed in spring, stated Murray, as roads become most prone to damage from heavy loads due to truck traffic. When asked how roads are assessed for repairs, potholes or otherwise, North Simcoe officials explained that their individual municipalities adhered to Ontario Regulation 239-02, known as the Minimum Maintenance Standards for Municipal Highways. Midland utilized a 10-year road assessment plan, according to Infrastructure Management Executive Director, Town Engineer Mitch Sobel, while the other three municipalities performed 5-year assessment plans. Yearly inspections of all roads are performed with the municipalities adjusting budgets to accommodate for scheduled and unscheduled maintenance. As well, all information is fed into respective asset management plans. Finally, Midland today asked the municipalities to provide driving and safety tips for residents who may be caught unaware of potholes in their travels. As well as reducing load weight as previously mentioned, residents were advised to drive with caution by leaving safe space between vehicles, avoiding driving through puddles, follow posted speed limits and remain alert to road conditions. Our crews are out working to clear things like catch basins, culverts, and ditches, said Rob Itale, but if it is safe and possible, residents can assist by removing any debris blocking these, which helps to move water away from private property and minimizes water running along roadways that can lead to road damage, said Berrio on resident participation. Together, we keep our roads safe. Our team is here to assist.